25 to 8 on a Monday morning. Glorious morning in Melbourne Town. I reckon if you're coach of the Brisbane Lions, it'd be a glorious morning as well. 3-0 to start the season. Chris Fagan doing a hell of a job. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Fags.
Good morning. How are you?
We are very well, thank you, sir. Nice to have you on board on a Monday. And I reckon Monday mornings are becoming pretty happy places for the Brisbane Lions people at the moment. Well done. What a great start.
Yeah, no, so far, so good. It's always better on a Monday if you won, as you know. But, the boys are playing good footy at the moment, and there's a little bit of confidence around the place.
And I'm not sure if you go into a season and you check the first month just as a coaching staff and say, what do you reckon we can get out of this? But 3-0, and the way you responded, particularly late in the game on Saturday night against Port Adelaide, you must be wrapped with the system but the chemistry of your group, Chris.
Yeah, we've been lucky. We've had a really good pre-season with very few injuries. So with all of our match practice, we've been able to play the same group of boys together for most of the time. So there's a good connection and good synergy, and they're very, very fit, and they know it. So that's been very helpful in the early stages. I mean, you lose that advantage after a while as we get into the season, but right now we've been able to produce some pretty good form on the back of that preparation.
Hi, folks. Rocket here. Well done so far, mate. Rocket. Well done.
Thanks, mate.
Last year you spoke about the close losses. Obviously, you've got some players in, Neil being the big one. But the last two games, you've been behind with probably 10 minutes to go, and you've probably kicked the last four goals of the game, four or five goals within 5 minutes, both games. Is that belief? Is that, and you mentioned fitness, is it fitness or is it a combination of other factors?
Yeah, it's those two things, and I reckon the other thing is we learn a lot from those close losses last year, and they hurt the boys a bit, and it's probably a stage you need to go through in your development. I think sometimes you got to lose some of those close games to learn to win them, and I think certainly the disappointment of losing those games last year sort of sits still pretty clearly in the minds of a lot of our players, and they found a way to lift. And you know, obviously, those good players coming in and the further development of our young players, all that helps.
We were speaking before, Chris, about all the different tactics that are used in the game, but your team seems to have something that is this intangible, this spirit that when you're behind, you will not give in. Now, last year, there were times where you could have easily been beaten by 10 goals, but you're able to just narrow the gap and nearly get over the line. In the three games you've won this year, you were behind in all of them. What is it? What is this special ingredient that you've got?
I don't know. That's a special ingredient. Hodge helps out on the ground, that's for sure. This year, with no runners being available except after goals. So I think that leadership that he's brought, the leadership that Lachie Neal and Link McCarthy and Jared Lyons has brought as well, that helps the group. I think it's the determination that comes from having lost those games last year. You know, the boys are very disappointed in those circumstances, and they don't want that to be the case again. So, and I think we've just always kept encouraging them. Even when we lost those close games last year, we didn't sort of go crazy at them. It was more, what can we learn? How can we do it better? And hopefully all that's sort of coming together a bit now. We're only 3 weeks into the season, so there's probably still plenty of more close games to go. So we'll wait and see what the verdict is at the end of the year.
The reason I ask the question is, Chris, you've come from so many successful teams, so you know what success looks like. How much of it, how important is it to get that spirit right and the disciplines right early in a team's foundation?
I think it's the most important thing, and I think it's the most important thing that you have to maintain as well, because, you know, you can build good spirit up and good energy up, but you can easily lose it. So for us, it's our main thing. It's the thing we concentrate on the most. If you've got a happy team and they're working together well, they can win a lot of games of footy and it'll take you far. So it's been a focus for the 2 years that I've been there, and this is our third now, and it'll continue to be. It's the most important thing that we do every week, and it's very much player-driven now. It was early days, it was pushed by the coaching group and support staff, but now it's owned by the players, which is critical.
You've been trending upwards for a number of years now, Fags, but was there something in the pre-season that you focused on more than others and something that clicked with the group?
No, not really. Probably for 2 years we've been trying to get better at contested ball. That's been a focus for us, and pressure. A little bit of that was to do with the age of our group, and they weren't all that strong, and some of those guys were developed in the gym now and they are much stronger. So, you know, it's that's part of it. But probably this pre-season we concentrated, wasn't on so many big picture things, but just little things we needed to get better at. So I think we've got a little bit better at some of those smaller things, and that's helping us at the moment.
And there's moments in games too, I reckon, for players to identify that they're good enough and that they can achieve at the level, Chris. And I was just watching with great interest Oscar McInerney and his moment late in the game where he had to have the shot, set shot, 35 metres out. You were behind at the time. We put you in front. Obviously, you steamrolled from there. But I reckon that they're big moments. Are you getting more of those for your players because of the opportunities they find themselves in now?
Yeah, I think so. And there were several of them during the game. But, you know, Big O stood out. He's done it 2 weeks in a row now. He's a fantastic young bloke. He worked so hard this game. He got his opportunity, you know, a little bit later, sort of 21, 22 years of age. Didn't think it was going to happen. So he treasures every moment that he's out on the ground. And he's starting to develop some belief and confidence. And it's interesting, those big blokes don't get any shorter as the game wears on.
Yes.
It was a fantastic mark that he took. And, you know, to go back and have the composure to put it through the middle, you know, the mark in some ways is the easy part. Then you've got to think about it and go back and put it through. But he did that, and that's on the back of the fact that he practices that situation a lot of training. He's always trying to work at his goal kicking. And, you know, last year we were able to give him, oh, I suppose, 15 games as a forward. Didn't play in the ruck all that much. He's playing more ruck this year. But that sort of work that he's done has helped him in those situations. And you're right, Huey McCluggies did some important things for us at the weekend. You know, kicked a couple of critical goals, and it's just all those little things that need to happen to help you win games that guys are now starting to do and understand the importance of.
Fakes, your team to me seems to be an exciting side. They, you know, they want to score and they want to back their assets. What's your view on tagging, and do you have a player that that you set each week to tag, or you just sort of wait till the circumstances arrive?
Yeah, well, so far we've sort of waited till the circumstances have arrived. So, for instance, you know, last week against North Melbourne, we thought Aaron Hall was doing a lot of damage, so we sent Mitch Robertson to him, and that turned out to be a good thing to do. The other night, not so much. We sort of tried to sit on Powell Pepper at stoppages after a while because he was doing a bit of damage. But by and large, at the moment, it's a plan B for us. We're trying to go out there and play our way and win the footy ourselves and try to be fairly positive in our approach. But that probably won't always be the case. We might go into a game at some stage with a real plan to stop an opposition player. But at the moment, we're just backing ourselves in.
Two players I want to ask you about who are two good friends and a new recruits, Lachie Neal and also Link McCarthy. But firstly on Lachie, I know it's only three games in, but has he surprised you just as how good he is, or you knew how good he was and that's why you're so desperate to get him?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Those boys that play over in Perth, you don't see them all that often. I knew Lachie was a good player, and obviously when we became interested in him as a club, I studied him a little bit harder and realised what a real good player that he is. So he's probably still exceeded expectation, though. Sometimes when you get new players in, they take a little while to settle in, but he hasn't. He's been leading from the front right from the word go, and you know, the games he's played in the last 2 weeks in particular have been outstanding. And the thing that's been really noticeable about him is when the game's been on the line, he's lifted. He's the one that's got the clearance. He's been the one that's gone to work at the centre bounce. So, you know, you're very excited to have him at the club. And a guy like Link McCarthy, he's a good mate. He's probably one of those fellows that nobody knows a lot about because he spent 7 years at Geelong and only played 20-odd games. But that tells you why they kept him for 7 years. He's a really talented player. And, you know, right now his body's in good nick, and he's been able to do some exciting things for us. I think he's kicked 7 or 8 goals in the first 3 weeks. And, you know, as you would have seen from the other night, he can do some special things like jump on shoulders and take big marks. But he's a brilliant tackler and works really hard when he hasn't got the footy. So those two have been great acquisitions to our footy club.
Yeah, I mean, and when you throw in Charlie Cameron as well, who is also a relatively new player, when you've got McCarthy and Cameron inside 50, they seem to really excite their teammates just with the way they go about it, which I would imagine is pretty exciting to have those sorts of players.
Yeah, it's motivating. I mean, our small forwards have been very good in the first 3 weeks. I mean, Rayner and McCarthy and Cameron have all hit the scoreboard, and we throw Zorko up there a bit as well. So at the moment, we're reasonably blessed with our small forwards. Cam Rayner's in that group too. I guess he's a bit more of a medium, but they do pose challenges to the opposition because they can play at ground level and they're also very good in the air. So it gives us a bit of flexibility in our forward line.
The Bombers on Saturday at the MCG, a chance for the Brisbane Lions, a Victorian faithful, to get along and see the boys who are 3-0 to start the 2019 campaign and the coach in action as well. Good on you, Fags. Doing a good job. Long may it continue. Go well.
Thanks, Harf, and well done on your year this year, mate. You coach well.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate that. Chris Fagan, the coach of the Brisbane Lions.